Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying together Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Mem Aleph, the 51st Perek. Last Perek, we heard Hashem give chizuk, give hope to Am Yisrael, and remind them that they can return to our Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that there is no divorce paper. And essentially, as long as we turn to Hashem, He is waiting for us. Here in our Perek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to address the doubts, the self-doubts and the doubts about history that Am Yisrael have as they look towards Hashem and try to wrap their heads around the possibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu might return them home to Eretz Yisrael. The Abarbanel points out that within the first couple psukim, there is a word used again and again to address the people. First it says, Shimu Eli, listen to me. Then it says, Hakshivu Eli, pay attention to me. And then once again it says, Shimu Eli, listen to me. And he says these are the three different things that Hashem addresses. The first one is a question that Am Yisrael may have. In looking to Geula, they say, how could it be that we are redeemed if we are so small in number? We have so few Jews left in the world. How could it be that Hashem will save us? And so Hashem tells them, Pasuk Aleph, Shimu Eli Rodfei Tzedek Mevakshe Hashem. Listen, you people who are Rodfei Tzedek and seeking Hashem. Hebitu El Tzur Chutzavtem Ve'El Makevet Bor Nikartem. Look to the rock where you were hewn from and the quarry that you were dug out of. In other words, look at your roots. Look where you come from. And where do you come from, Pasuk Beis? You come from Avraham Avinu. Habitu el Avraham Avichem ve'el Sarah techolelechem. Look towards Avraham, your forefather, and Sarah, who gave birth to them. Ki echad karativ, because I called him one. Ve'avarchehu ve'arbehu, and I made him many. If you think you won't be redeemed because you're so alone and you're so small in number, look at Avraham. Avraham became Av Hamon Goyim, the father of so many people. He was just one man. He spent most of his life childless, hoping to even have one child. And now look, most of humanity comes from Avraham Avinu. So don't be too despondent about being small in number, because you have what it takes. And what is what it takes? You have Schos Avos. You come from, you are taken out of the quarry of Avraham Avinu. You are part of a story of Jewish history, and you are the next piece of that story. And thus I promise you, Pasuk Gimel, Ki Necham Hashem Tzion Necham Kol Chorvaseha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will comfort Tzion, will comfort all of its ruins. Just like Avraham Avinu seemed to have nothing that came from him and a whole mighty nation came, so too, if Yerushalayim looks like a despondent, destroyed city full of ruins, it's not going to stay that way. Vayasem midbara ke'eden ve'arvasa ke'gan Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn its deserts into Gan Eden and its wastelands into the Gan of Hashem. And the Barbanel points out, even though Gan Eden could have been great, it ultimately was a bad place because Adam was alone, Adam sinned there and was exiled from there. This time will be different. Will be sason v'simcha yimtza ba. There'll be happiness and rejoicing in this land. Toda v'kol zimra, gratitude and singing and praise. That answers your first question. If you doubt your numbers, you're like Avraham, you'll become many. Your second doubt, you might doubt whether Hashem wants to save you. It's been such a long exile. Who even says that Hashem remembers that He was going to save you? And that's the next thing that's addressed. Hakshivu elai ami ulu'umi elai ha'azinu. Listen up, you people. Listen up to me. Ki Torah me'iti teitze u'mishpati le'or amim argia. Torah comes from me, and my Torah will be something which will give you peace and tranquility. Don't worry that it's such a long galos. The Torah that I gave you at Har Sinai, the Torah that I've been promising at every stage of the Torah that I will redeem you, that's still my Torah. Nothing has changed, and I'm still going to save you as I promised. Karov tzidki yetze yeshuasi uzru'ai amim yishpatu. My triumph is drawing near. That's Mashiach. My salvation has gone out. As if it's already happening. It's in process. Mashiach is on the way. My arm will judge the other nations, which the Radak understands to be a reference to Gog u'Magog, the war which will occur at the end of day. Elai imim yikavu ve'el zar'i yachelon. Islands will put their hope in me and trust in my arm. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save even those who are far, far away. And Pasuk Vav drives this message of Hashem's certainty that He is going to save us. It drives this message home. So'u l'shamayim einechem v'hibitu al aretz mitachat. Look up to heaven and look down to earth. Ki shamayim ke'eshan timlachu. The heavens will dissipate like smoke. V'haaretz kebeged tivleh. And the earth will wear out like a garment. V'yoshveha kamokein yamutun. And all the inhabitants of the land will die. V'yeshua sila olam tihiyeh. But my salvation will be forever. V'tzidkati lo techat. And my righteousness will not be cut down. Question, what is this talking about? There are a couple of different approaches. Some take this to be literal. And this is a reference to the war of Gog and Magog, the war at the end of days, where everybody, and there'll be total and utter destruction. Rashi, however, takes it to mean that it can be destroyed. In other words, unlike the heaven and earth, which can be destroyed in various forms, with fire, with tragedies, my salvation is something which can never be destroyed. And Abravanel takes this imagery one step further and says it's actually Hashem saying, I would do it. I would first destroy the whole of heaven and earth and keep my promise to you, Am Yisrael. I would rather wipe everybody off the planet of earth. I'd rather destroy absolutely everything. But you, I want to save you. And once again, we're going back to that Avraham imagery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I chose Avraham. And we, our responsibility is to be like that Avraham. Not to be afraid, but to lean in to our emunah and understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Yeshua. And now the last doubt. If you're doubting your numbers, don't. If you're doubting whether I'm going to save you despite the long exile, you shouldn't. And the last thing you might wonder, if you're able to be redeemed because the other nations seem so mighty and strong, and this is so relevant today, it feels like our enemies are going to be there always, no matter what we do. Hashem says, don't worry, I'll take care of that too. Pasuk Zayin. Shimu Eli Yodei Tzedek. Listen to me, those who know righteousness, Am Torati Belibam, a nation whose Torah is in their hearts. Al Tiru Cherpas Enosh, don't be afraid of all of these people who are terrifying you with their insults. Ki kebeged yochlem ash, or katsemer yochlem sas. Because a moth will eat them like a garment, and a worm will destroy them like wool. V'tzid kasila olam tihiyah, but my righteousness will be eternal. V'yeshua tila dor dor, and my salvation will be eternal. I'll destroy all the bad guys, you've got nothing to worry about. And thus in Pasuk Tes, we respond to these promises and the certainty from Hashem. And we say, Pasuk Tes, Uri, Uri, liv shi oz, Zroah Hashem. Wake up, Hashem, where might your right arm, Hashem, the right hand that put on might to take us out of Mitzrayim and to save us so many times before, now put on that might once again. Kime kedem, doros olamim, like just like you used to. Halo ati hamachatzevet rahav mecholele tanin. Aren't you the one who decimated the haughty and who terrified the sea serpent? That's a reference to probably Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was you, Hashem, who saved us. And the Malbim points out that returning to Hashem, saying it was you who saved us, implying we didn't have the schuyot then. We didn't merit to have salvation then and you saved us. So too now. We still don't have the merit, but you can save us too now, no? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in a Pasuk, Pasuk Yud Aleph, which is identical to Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Yud, where Hashem says, Uftuya Hashem yeshuvon ubaon betzion berina. Those who are redeemed from Hashem will once again return to Tzion with rejoicing. V'simchas olam al rosham, an eternal happiness on their heads. Sason v'simcha yasigun nasu yagon v'anacha. They will attain eternal happiness and sadness and desperation will flee from them. So we turned to Hashem and we said, Uri, Uri, Hashem, wake up. Pasuk Yud Beis is Hashem's response. Hashem says, Anochi, Anochi, hu menachemchem. I, Hashem, am the one who is going to comfort you. And this is the Haftarah for Parshas Re'eh. It is the fourth of the Shiva Denechimta, the seven Haftarahs of comfort. Hashem says, Mi'at, who are you? The Tir'i, that you are afraid, me'enosh, from other people. Yamut, who will die. Uben Adam Chatzir Yenaten, and other human beings who will dry up like grass. The Ibn Ezra actually understands this as a Yeshayahu talking to himself. Anochi anochi hu menachemchem is Yeshayahu saying, I have the responsibility to comfort you. And then his inner voice turns to him and says, Mi'at, Yeshayahu, why do you have doubts? Why are you afraid? And he kind of like builds up his own inner dialogue of Emunah. But the way I'm going to read it is like the Malbim, which as I said, is Hashem responding to us. We say, Uri, Uri, and Hashem says, Anochi, Anochi. Hashem says, it's the same God, it's me. It's been me all along. There's two Anochis. The me of the past is the me of the present. Nothing has changed about me. Aval mi'at, who are you that you are afraid? I don't remember Avraham being afraid. I don't recognize you anymore. You have changed. When it came to Mitzrayim, ve'yaminu ba'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo, I want that Am Yisrael back, not this one. Because right now, v'tishkach Hashem osecha, noteh shamayim v'yoseh aretz, you seem to have forgotten Hashem. V'tifached tamid kol hayom, and you're afraid all day long. Mipnei chamat hametzik, because of the fury of your oppressor, כאשר כונן להשחיס, who is attempting to destroy you. ואייך מתמצק, but where is that oppressor's fury? And there's a beautiful, beautiful piece in Rav Hirsch where he says that is the most sublime words that have ever been uttered about Israel's history. Ayech hamat hametzik. Where is your oppressor's fury? Where is your enemy? Right? Mark Twain says, why is it that the Jews still exist? That's the question. Yeshayahu says it's a rhetorical question that we get to ask ourselves again and again and again throughout Jewish history. Ayech hamat hametzik. Where is your enemy? We were so afraid of the Romans and they're gone. We were so afraid of the Greeks. We were so afraid of the Crusades and they have gone. And I've said this before, but one day our great-grandchildren are going to turn around and say, so who was Hamas? And what was Iran? Because Ayech Hamat HaMetzik is really the theme of Jewish history. They're so scary to us and they're here today and gone tomorrow. And so Hashem says, don't forget that I'm the one who gets rid of your enemies and takes care of you. And so, Va'asim Dvarai Beficha, I will put my words in your mouth, ubetzel yadi kisiticha, and with the shade of my hand I will cover you. Lintoshamayim, to imroot heaven, velisod aretz, and to create foundations in earth, velemor litzion, and to say to Tzion, ami ata, you are my people. What are these words that Hashem wants us to be in our mouths? The Radak understands it to be Torah. When we put my words, we put Hashem's words into our mouth, that's when we will outlive exile and we will be redeemed. The Malbim understands Devarai, my words, as to be Hashem's promise. That's the end of the Pasuk. Tzion Ami'ata. Those are the words that Hashem will put into our mouths. And really, the way to outlive exile, therefore, according to the Malbim, is to remind ourselves that we are Hashem's people and He will redeem us. And thus, if we ask Hashem to wake up, and he says, no, Anochi, Anochi, I am awake. Now he turns to Yerushalayim, and he says, what about you? Hisorori, Hisorori, Kumi Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, O precious Yerushalayim, wake up. And we're familiar with that phrase, Hisorori, Hisorori, from Kabbalat Shabbat. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the series, the Kabbalat Shabbat theories and themes that come up in Yeshayahu. So wake up, O Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim here is compared to a drunkard, and she is drunk not from wine, but because she has drunk poison, as we're going to see in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Lachin Shim'ina Zot Aniyah, she's called an Aniyah, an afflicted one, as we spoke about previously. Ushechurat Velo Miyayin, she is drunk, and it is not from wine that she's drunk, but she's drunk poison. And the poison here is punishment. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cup of poison that he's given her in order to punish her for her sins. So here in Pasuk Yud Zayin, we're told, Hisori, Hisori, Kumi Yerushalayim, wake up Yerushalayim, get up, O precious Yerushalayim, Asher Shatit Miyad Hashem Es Kos Chamato, who has drunk from Hashem the cup of his fury, Es Kuba'at Kos Hatre'ela, Shatit Matzit. You have drunk from, not just drunk, but you've drained the dregs of this cup of poison. And the Malbim says, the dregs implying that you've drunk all the way to the end. You've used up every single piece of onesh, of punishment that could possibly be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. You've suffered tremendously. You've suffered more than there is possible to suffer. And so, Pasuk Yud Ches, Ein Menahela Mikol Banim Yalada, there's no one to take care of her. Yerushalayim is drunk with suffering. There's no one. She's alone. She's abandoned. She's sitting waiting for her children to come and support her and lift her up. Ein Machazik Beyada Mikol Banim Gedela, and none of her children are there to lift her up. But we know in the time of Geula, we will come back and we'll lift Yerushalayim out of her misery and awaken her to be once again reunited with her children. Pasuk Yud Tes gives us an insight into what kind of suffering she's experiencing. Shtayim hinei karotayich. A twofold tragedy has befallen you. And there's much discussion in the Mefarshim about which two, because actually it's about to list four different things which happened to her, and how we divide these four into two and two is much discussion. But it says, Mi Yanudla, who can comfort her? Hashod v'hashever, plundering and calamity, v'haraav v'hacherev, and famine and sword, Mi Anachamech, who can comfort her? The Malbim wants to say that these four different things can be split into two different categories. The one is internal and the other one is external. You've had both external enemies who are trying to kill you, and you're also destroying yourself from the inside up, Am Yisrael and Yerushalayim. And thus Hashem promises, Ko Omar Adonayich, thus says Hashem, Hashem ve'elokayich yariv amo, Hashem will fight your battles. Hine lakachti miyadech et kos hatrela. Hashem will take from you this cup of affliction, this cup of poison that you've been holding on. Ves kubaat kos chamati lo tosifi lishotata od. And this cup of my anger, you won't continue to drink from anymore. Rather, Hashem says, I will take this cup, and where will I put it? V'samtiha b'yad mogayich. I will put it into the hands of those who torment you. Asher amru l'nafshech shchi v'na'avora. Those who said to you, bow down to us so we can pass over you. They trampled you. I'll give them this, the cup of affliction. Our perek ends with a description of how we were treated by the other nations. Hashem says, you've made your bodies like the ground, that they've walked over you. Ukachutz la'ovrim, and you've become like a street for passerbys. If anybody's been to Poland, there's so many places in Poland, maybe all over the world, where tombstones are used to pave roads. And indeed, Jewish bodies, mamish, are lining underneath many pathways all over Chutz La'aretz, where Jewish blood has been spilt. And this, Hashem says, this is the cup of poison that we've been drinking for thousands of years, but it will come to an end, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take that cup from our drunken hands and return us back home. Our learning today is sponsored L'Refua Shalema Yonina Sima Bat Daphna Hinda, Jennifer Hayekara, U'Lepetzuei Tzahal, Achenu Hayekarim, B'toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael Amecha, Nina V'Chaim Shenka.